On behalf of Justin's family, I am greatly honored to be able to give a tribute to Justin Martin. Before I start, I want to look over to brothers and sisters at Des Moines PD. I'm very sorry. That morning we lost two great men before their time. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Last Wednesday morning, I woke up to a nightmare, as we all did. I woke up to a phone call that was confirmed by uniform and a chaplain at my front door. It was real. I am Urbandale Officer Brady Farrington, badge number 1139. I had the great honor of serving with a hero in many facets of his life. I first met Justin in kindergarten. Then, as our paths continued to cross through Cub Scouts, Little League soccer, birthday parties, competitive swimming, the Boy Scouts, football, basketball, shuttle hurdle relays, the trombone section, Eagle Scouts, the graduating classmates of the class of 2011, the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy's 265th Basic, and finally, as my brother in blue with the Urbandale Police Department. We became friends on that journey, experiencing life together, where a small-town little boy had big dreams, and he became a kind-hearted, gentle giant, living them out every single day. I've known Justin my entire life. Justin was a kind soul. He was a hard worker, a fierce competitor, studious academic, a loving son and grandson, a dutiful brother, a respectful listener, and a professional protector. Justin was intense in all faces of his personality. Justin wanted to be a part of something bigger than himself, to serve a greater cause. It was clear that Justin was born to serve, but simply saying it doesn't do it justice. Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, Eagle Scouts, Justin dedicated his entire life, his time, his effort, and his resources to better his community. Being a lifeguard over the summer, watching over children, giving peace to their parents, knowing that they were being watched over by Justin. Finally, to serving the people of Urbandale as a police officer, ensuring their safety and prosperity. Justin committed his entire life to selfless service of others. Justin was truly the best that humanity had to offer. He had this natural ability to come into any situation, no matter what it was. He put on the appropriate hat, and he left the incident with everybody feeling like they won. Those of us in uniform here today know how truly difficult of a task that is, but Justin mastered it. In his short time, he made himself a legacy for all of us to carry on. Justin was our hero. I see a beautiful city and a brilliant people rising from this abyss. I see the lives for which Justin laid down his life. Beautiful, useful, prosperous, and happy. I see that Justin's held a sanctuary in their hearts and in the hearts of their descendants generations hence. It is a far, far better thing that he does than he has ever done. The far, far better rest that he goes to than he has ever known. It was a tale of two cities for Justin. Justin was raised in this community. He walked these streets. He walked these halls. He sat where each of you are sitting now. We all know it takes a village. And Randy and Jane and Ryan, the citizens of Rockwell City, you all raised a hero. You blessed the rest of us by raising Justin to serve others. And how he taught the rest of us to better serve our own communities. The other city for Justin was, of course, Urbandale. Justin went above and beyond the call of duty. Justin embraced the citizens and guests of Urbandale with a unique fondness and chose to serve them any way they asked, no matter what they asked. The past week, we've had support. It's been nothing short of amazing for each and every one of us. Many of whom have never even met Justin, but they sure knew him. They knew what Justin stood for. Justin stood on that thin blue line day in and day out, protecting the innocent from those who seek to do us harm. Justin stood for justice for all of God's children, no matter what their sin was. Justin was our hero. He was my hero. The only thing that we can possibly salvage out of this unexplainable, unacceptable tragedy is that we must continue to do what Justin and Tony started, what they died doing, to make the world a better place, one person at a time, one interaction at a time. This goes for not only their sisters in blue and their brothers, but also to you citizens that they died serving. A public cannot be police if they do not want to. Finally, with all the pain this week, I wanted to share with all of you how I'm getting through this. Like you've witnessed, I'm having a tough time. I lost a brother. I'm not sure what your belief system each of you carry, but I believe in God, and so did Justin. Justin spent the last year getting dispatched to various calls, some easy, some hard, some great, some small, some terrifying, some routine and comfortable. But no matter what that call was, Justin answered it. The Lord calls each of us home at some time, somewhere, somehow. We do not know the day nor the hour, but He will call each of us home in His own time. In our eyes, Justin was taken from this earth too soon. In God's eyes, Justin accomplished what he was put on this earth to do. On a rainy November morning, amidst God's tears, I can only imagine it sounded something like this. Urbandale Pen 1140. 1140, go ahead, Lord. Justin, my son, it's time to come home. Officer Justin Scott Martin, Urbandale 1140, en route.